Now, back in 2023 on the show with Owen, concerns were raised in regard to the Red Lane bus stop near Tokers, and we are back revisiting that topic this morning, almost 3 years later. Sean Conroy, a bus driver, was on the show back in 2023 highlighting issues of this bus stop and joins me on the line now. Sean, good morning and thanks for taking our call this morning. As I was saying, this was an issue highlighted almost 3 years ago by yourself on the show, and you're back again, highlighting the same problem at the Red Lane bus stop. What is exactly happening? What are the issues that you've noticed and are highlighting there at the bus stop?
Good morning, Hannah, and thanks for getting back to me on this. I first raised it with Councillor Ivan Keatley on February 2021, and he asked me would I email Councillor O'Dwyer, or email him, and he forwarded my email to Councillor O'Dwyer. So that was in March 2021, and as you say, I was on the radio highlighting this again in September 23. It's basically you're stepping out of the bus into a mucky swamp at the moment. Imagine after the rain yesterday, the way it is at the moment. But it's one of the busiest bus stops in the county. We're servicing it along with Dublin Coach, and especially morning and evening time at peak work hours, there's massive footfall on those bus stops. And people are having to step out in their good clothes or whatever footwear they've on, and have no choice but to walk into muck. And people waiting at the stop are having to get on the bus, and we have a great cleaning crew. We get into the buses every morning, and our buses are spotless, and they're just getting destroyed with muck, and the cleaners have to go and clean all this up as well, which is quite unfair too.
And you were showing us pictures of that bus stop, which is essentially, as you're saying, it's a metal pole with a sign saying that it's a bus stop, but there's no other indications of it being one. It's in the middle of a grass bank, and especially with the rain that we were having over the past few days, I mean, the conditions there of the amount of mud, and it can also be dangerous for passengers getting on or off that stop.
Well, there's a good few danger issues attached to that particular stop, and some others as well, but we'll just stay with this one for the moment. The first issue is obviously getting in and out of a mucky bank. People, I don't know how people are able to stay standing. Maybe you'd need football boots to get a grip on it sometimes, or Wellington boots. But apart from that, it's you know, imagine a wheelchair user trying to get access to the bus. It actually happened one day. The wheelchair user had to be in the hard shoulder. No way of getting on the grass bank in the first place. And even if he did, it just got stuck in it. You had to park the bus on the lane of the dual carriageway to allow the ramp to come down to give space for the wheelchair to get access onto the bus. Now, that's not good enough. But also, like, people are crossing four lanes of a dual carriageway as well, two lanes in and two lanes out of Naas, and they're dicing with traffic every day. It's scary sometimes looking at what goes on there. Mm. And it's, like, this issue, the reason I brought this back up in September time of the year, ground conditions are good that time of the year, but I did honestly think that something would be done before that winter, before we headed into this sort of weather again. And it was imminent. The councillor that came on that day said it was imminent, that big plans were in place, everything was going to be done, new crossings for people. You know, it just sounded fantastic, the whole thing. But instead of that, that road has been dug up a couple of times and resurfaced. There's been huge work around Tokers Industrial Estate taking place. Why this couldn't have been addressed at that stage, beggars belief. And it's a simple job to, on a short-term basis, to tidy things up there. A guy with a mini digger and a little bit of stone filling would clean that up, and there's less than 2 hours work in that for any guy that would be half useful on a mini digger. And you know, and there's lots of jobs ongoing around the area where there's lots of bits of tarmac left over that could be used on a short-term basis just to clean things up. There's no need for it to be like that.
And it you know, the fact that it's such dangerous conditions for passengers, as you highlighted there, one wheelchair user having to be in the hard shoulder because of the lack of amenities and lack of, you know, just basic infrastructure for that bus stop. The public are being encouraged to use public transport, to use these facilities, especially nowadays with the congestion we see on the main commuter routes like the M7 and the M50. But how can people expect it to wait at a bus stop like this one near Tokers when conditions are like this?
Well, what happens from time to time as well, Hannah, every now and again we need to change buses for whatever reason. One bus needs to go into service and another one has to take over. Maybe a double-decker has to take over the route. So sometimes we could be asking 20 passengers plus to step out of the bus into that and get into another bus. You know, which is crazy. It beggars belief at this stage that things are the way they are. I can't believe it. It's just, and it's something that I don't represent the bus company or anyone else in all of this. I'm looking at it every day and I try to ignore it. I just try to say it's none of my business, nothing got to do with me, but it annoys me. It annoys me so much. But it is going to, like, I can guarantee you someday someone is going to get flattened crossing that road and everything will be done then. Everything gets tidied up when there's an incident and everyone questions, how did that happen? Like, you're just sitting there waiting for it to happen. Like, you know.
And you can hear the frustration in your voice there, Sean. And another point you made to us when you were speaking to us last week was that there's actually a new bus stop just right directly across from this stop at Tokers. And this listener has texted in also pointing that out, that, you know, there is a new bus stop that was put there across the road. So that's another question as to why.
Exactly. And this is something that I've watched upgrades of bus stops over the last few years ago, since I spoke to Owen, and it was ongoing at that time even, they were upgrading bus stops. But what they were doing was digging up perfectly good footpaths, there was no grass banks, there were good footpaths, they were digging those up and replacing them with they're a lovely job when they're done, but totally unnecessary. Why not do the ones that were on grass banks first of all? There's others I can name out as well. Even only this morning passing the hospice on the Curragh, you want to see the setup, the stair. There's nowhere for people to get off the bus. You have to stop on the white line so people can get out on the road, because otherwise there's a drop down onto the grass, and that's in a swamp there at the moment as well. And that's outside the hospice where people are going to visit people who are very, very sick and dying. It's Bundle of Sticks is another area, but I've highlighted that on the programme before as well. You come down to a Bundle of Stick, same issue, dropping people up on a grass bank, no access for a wheelchair, go the other side of the road, and there's the bus stop is buried in a hedge, which has continued to grow for the last 2.5 years since I highlighted this. It's getting worse instead of all the time. The danger we have when we stop on that bus stop is cars coming from Naas side. If they're on the inside lane, they can't see us, and they are coming around there at speed, and someday they're going to ram into the back of the bus. There's no doubt about it. And, I mean, that's another job that could be done. You get a guy with a hedge cutter. The council are using guys with hedge cutters all the time, and all it would take is an hour, to 2 hours max, and a lad would have that cut back. And I know, like, I've worked all these machines. It's not that I'm making up time frames in this. I look at this and I'm thinking to myself, if I was sitting on a tractor and hedge cutter, I'd have that cut in an hour and I'd be safe. You know, same with the other one that's up at Tokers. We're not looking for state-of-the-art stuff to be done here. We're just looking to have a clean surface for people to get out of the bus and stand on it. And these jobs could be done today if necessary. Like, there's no point. I know there's a councillor coming on to speak about this, but there's no point in telling us what's going to be done. These jobs can be done now, just the basic ones, and then, you know, get on the bigger end of it then after, about road crossings and all the rest of it, you know?
And We do have Peggy O'Dwyer, Fine Gael councillor on the Kildare Newbridge MD, also on the line. Peggy, good morning and thanks for taking the call and holding the line there in relation to those concerns that were highlighted. You were on the show back in 2023 about this same issue with Sean. And I mean, this morning, what is the update from the council? As Sean says, it was described that this new plans for this bus shelter are imminent, but we're 2.5 years down the line.
Well, sorry, good morning, Sean, and yes, and we're back again. Well, I want to preface that when we get information, we assume it is going to be imminent, but you only have to be a county councillor sometimes to know that the pace that things take to get done and imminent could run into years. Now, Sean is right. This is a huge business park area out there, large volumes of people getting off, getting on. It's the one to the airport. And at the time, yes, as Sean said, it was imminent. And up to yesterday, I got a report from Kildare County Council, and I'll just read it. A preliminary design has been completed for the installation of a new bus stop infrastructure and a signalised crossing at this location, as Sean pointed out. Given the extensive nature of the proposed work and the requirement to undertake the work on a high-speed carriageway, this is going to take much more planning. Now, Sean, my personal opinion, and at the time when we spoke, the reason they're moving it up towards the roundabout, now, the bus shelters and bus stops are NTA, they're National Transport Association. So as local county councillors, we can just advocate. At the time, Sean, I actually contacted Kildare County Council and felt that the buses should all be just taken around the roundabout and go into Tokers and have it drop on and a drop off so the people can get off and get off, so nobody has to cross over any motorway, because he's right, it's a double lane dual carriageway. Gave a point of contact to Kildare County Council to talk, but no, the NTA in their wisdom felt that this was the right thing to do. Personally myself, I think even to put a pedestrian crossing nearer to the roundabout, I just in my head think it's going to be absolutely chaotic. And just, I'm going to be truthful today, Sean, and I am. The funding stream hasn't been secured to complete this project. They still have to try and source the funding. This is the update on what you've queried today. And I did suggest doing some interim mergers, because I drive down the red lane, Sean, and the reason they want to move it up is actually when people are coming off the red lane, the bus stop is there right beside you. I pick up rubbish there. I'm on Cara Tidy Towns. It's a mud bath. He's right. But for safety measures, they need to move it up to the roundabout. So, Sean, am I giving you any good news? I'm just saying they have said they're going to try and complete the plans. It has to go out to public consultation and we have to secure the funding. There is a staffing resource issue in Kildare County Council. But, no, Sean is right. We're too slow. And the one on the other side of the road, that was the easy one to do because the path was there and we popped a shelter. And but actually where Sean is, it's a more dangerous side. It is the more dangerous side, far more dangerous side.
And councillor, and the idea of driving in off the road is a great idea in theory, but there's probably a whole lot of moving parts that need to be sorted out when it comes to that. But just even on the short term, I know there's great plans to do all this work, but that's no use at the moment. What's needed just right now is, and it's fairly simple, is to get someone in just to clean up the muck off that, put down a little bit of hardcore or something, and even there's lots of jobs going around here. There's lots of spare tar left over and it could be covered if necessary, or it could be just left with a stone surface. Anything is better than the way it is. And also the hedge down at the bundle of sticks, that could be cut back, you know, any time. Like, I mean, even if you could give an undertaking that you would push to get those two jobs done in the short term. And the rest, I know, I understand the rest is bigger, it's a bigger job, but those two jobs would certainly be within the remit of the council. And maybe you could look after getting those.
No, Sean, I will. And look, I want to thank you. I'm on Newbridge Disability Access Group and we talk about access all the time on public transport. And, you know, you are right to highlight it. It is a mud bath out there. And I will go back, but I will just say you would be very surprised how restricted we are when we say, can you not do that? That seems, as you say, just pop in a bit of cement plant into it, but a hardcore surfacing, but it'll be who's doing it. Is it NTA? Is it Kildare County Council? It's not easy, but I will go back. And the bundle of sticks one, I know where you're talking about. Request, is that a private hedge, Sean? Is that outside the wall or inside the wall?
You know, Tracy, do you know what I'll do here? I'll volunteer to cut the hedge myself if you had personnel on the road to just put a few cones, and I don't mind giving up a few hours on Saturday to do it.
But Sean, is that hedge outside that big wall? I know exactly where you're talking about.
No, it's not. It's on the roundabout. When you're coming from Naas, that's bundle of sticks roundabout. The bus stop is maybe less than, it's 50, 60 metres from that.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah,
and that hedge is just growing out. And when that starts to green up, it's going to get worse.
That's right, yeah. I'll request to get a cut back, Sean. And I will request interim measures, as you say, on health and safety alone, just while we're waiting for the other big structure to happen.
It's serious, like, it really is.
Yeah,
dreadful conditions for people. Like, and at a time where people are trying to be encouraged to leave their cars and use public transport. But there's also another couple of issues, if you don't mind me highlighting them at the moment as well.
We might just look at maybe one or two of those issues, Sean, but of course we are a bit stuck for time.
You can give Sean my number if you want, and he can ring me after as well if we're caught for time.
Yeah, Sean, we might just need to hold on those other issues highlighted. We'll just stick to the issues there at the bus stop near Tokers, and as you mentioned, that bus stop there at Red Lane, outside the bundle of sticks roundabout there as well. But Sean, are you kind of... Your reaction to the response, are you content or maybe a bit more, you feel maybe some action will be taken now?
I'll be content when I see something happening. Like, as I said to you, I've no issue on Saturday if the council want to send out someone or a couple of volunteers would stand on the hard shoulder to direct traffic around me. I'll cut the hedge on Saturday. I've no issue doing that. And I won't even bother sending a bill in for it. But, I mean, these things have to be done. Someone needs to do these things. Like, it's no point in talking about and saying it's going to be done and plans have to be made. Someone is going to land in the back of our bus one of these days. And then, you know what's going to happen then, don't you?